Well, hello everyone, and welcome to our meditation for Thursday, the 27th of July 2023. Well, having recently been on holidays, I can appreciate the wonder and beauty that a walk in a rainforest can be for the soul. It was wonderful. Of course, it doesn't have to be a rainforest. A walk anywhere at any time can refresh our spirit. This brings me to walking meditation, or what some might call it, walking mindfulness. Very concentrated, slow walking in a confined area where you feel safe and free from the stares of others is usually walking meditation. You can find a room in which you can take 10 consecutive steps in slow motion, all the while concentrating on and only on your steps. You might like to coordinate your breath with each step. Walking meditation requires good balance, so don't attempt this form of practice if you're a little wobbly. Walking mindfulness, however, is about taking slow, considered steps, but not in slow motion, and often in a public space, such as on the footpath of a residential street. As you walk, you centre your concentration in what is around you, the front picket fences of houses, the trees on the nature strips, etc. You become mindful or totally present to what is around you, but unlike walking meditation, your level of concentration is different. So give both of these a try. I think you'll find them interesting. Set a time for walking meditation, say 15 minutes. Choose a reasonably large room or hall and stand perfectly still, lowering your eyes to the floor just ahead. Now, set off as though you are walking in slow motion. When you reach the end of your room or the hall, turn very, very slowly and resume your walk until you've walked for the allocated time of, say, 15 minutes. Mindful walking is wonderful because you can do it almost anywhere at any time, unlike meditation walking. With mindful walking, you are present to what you're doing. You are also conscious of your surroundings. Walking meditation and mindfulness helps us realize that meditation does not depend upon position of the body. It puts sitting meditation, if you like, into motion. I encourage you to try both these practices, as you might be surprised at how they perfectly complement your present sitting practice. So, good luck.